agriculture comes in many different forms, from small scale to industrial. 2012 census data shows that there are more than 1,300 conventional or industrial farms in Champaign County, producing high-yield row crops on large tracts of land. Dale Steerwalt runs a farm in Tolono. He says his father taught him how to plow, how to prepare a seedbed, and other farming techniques.
Keeping the weeds out was a big job. We did not have any herbicide at that time. It was all the cold steel method. You use a cultivator or you use the hoe to cut the weeds. Walked all the beans and all the corn.
Lyndon Warfel, a fourth-generation farmer in Tolono, says agricultural innovations and technology, like GPS, drones, and infrared cameras, have revolutionized how he raises his crops.
Last summer, I flew a drone back and forth, and it covered all my fields in one morning in detail that I couldn't begin to cover.
Cameras mounted on these drones collect data for farmers to monitor the health of their fields.
We can take a card out of our PC, desktop PC, that has that information on it, and put that card in a sprayer, and the sprayer will go back and forth on a GPS line, and it'll turn on where the aphids are thick enough and turn off where there are no aphids. So extremely efficient and more friendly to the environment.
Most beans and corn produced from large-scale farms today don't end up at the family dinner table. Instead, corn and beans are processed and used to make livestock feed, ethanol, high fructose corn sweetener, and other products.
The regular corn just goes to the Premier Co-op there in Tolono. And from there, some of it goes to ADM and Decatur for ethanol and corn products that they make. Some goes to Gibson City for ethanol. Some goes to the southeast for chicken feeders. I'm all in the elevator and I never know where it's going to go from there.
Despite the large production yields generated by conventional farming, many farmers worry about the environmental effects of chemical fertilizers and soil exhaustion. Warfel stresses the importance of taking care of the earth and developing more planet-friendly agriculture.
There might be leftover fertilizer in my soil, and with the rains and so forth, some of that fertilizer can wind up in the streams, rivers, lakes, and the Gulf of Mexico. And so 2 years ago, us farmers got together and our state legislature passed a law that enables us to charge ourselves $1 a ton for every ton of fertilizer we use. And that money is collected, several million dollars a year is collected, and it's paying for research.
Research that will hopefully continue to make strides in maximizing productivity and supporting the environment. I'm Ellen Rispoli.
John Deere cap sporting man. With a house on a hill and a pond in the field surrounded by a mess of cornrows. Makes a living from his labor, a credit to the maker. He's somebody everybody knows.